Están escuchando KBBF 89.1 FM. You're listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, the first bilingual radio station in the entire United States. And we're really proud to be a bilingual radio station because this is a multicultural world. Este es un mundo multicultural. And this is Viviendo Verde Ya. It's the second hour, la segunda hora, with Evelina Molina, su servidora, y Danielle Kirvine. Estamos tratando de preparar a la gente, hacerles saber de qué está pasando ahorita en el presente para prepararnos para el futuro. Muchos de nuestros radioescuchas ya se están dando cuenta que la economía está bien mal y los pronósticos es que no se va a mejorar en un tiempo próximo. Va a ser muchos años y vamos a tener que pasar muchas más problemas antes que cosas buenas pasen. Van a haber muchos más tiempos bajos. Sin embargo, nosotros tenemos que tener una actitud positiva, pero también tenemos que ser realistas y estar preparados. I'd like to welcome everybody to Viviendo Verde Ya, and we had a really interesting first hour learning about mushrooms. I noticed that in the Latino cuisine, you don't use mushrooms very much. I didn't really know how mushrooms can be used to clean up toxic messes in the dirt, so it was really interesting. I want to thank Danielle Kirvine for bringing that speech to us from the pioneers. But we're also going to talk about another issue that's very important, and that is about our economy. And in Viviendo Verde Ya, Green Livelihood, we want to talk about things that are going on in the present to prepare us for the future. And we know that the economic situation is pretty bad right now. There's a lot of people out of work. There's a lot of people being laid off. There's a lot of people that have been on unemployment for a very long time, and they've been on unemployment for so long that they're running out of their unemployment. So although we must remain hopeful, we have to be practical and get ready for what's coming. So that's part of our work here on KBBF and Viviendo Verde Ya. A couple of weeks ago, we had an interview with Melinda Stewart, and we talked about the Sonoma County Time Bank. Como hace unas dos semanas tuvimos una entrevista con Melinda Stewart y ella habló del Banco de Tiempo de Sonoma County, en que lo que se intercambiaba por servicios era tiempo, una hora por una hora. Today we're going to hear an interview from a community. Vamos a escuchar una plática acerca de lo que está haciendo una comunidad en Maryland, que queda cerca de Washington, D.C., y ellos están haciendo su forma de intercambio. Vamos a escuchar esta plática, since we're a bilingual radio station, como somos bilingüe. La plática va a estar en inglés y yo voy a interpretar en español. Vamos a empezar y vamos a escuchar. Y Daniel va a hacer la introducción de la persona que está haciendo la presentación.
Yes, this is an excerpt. This is a portion of a broadcast from Baltimore Station, WEAA FM 88.9 in Baltimore, Maryland. It's Anthony McCarthy is the host speaking, and it's on a program called The Mark Steiner Show in Baltimore. And who he is talking to is Jeff Dickin of Baltimore Green Currency, who has actually developed the Baltimore Bucks, the Baltimore currency. So we're going to start that right now.
What if you had a choice? Instead of just using those regular greenbacks, those dollars that we're all so familiar with, what if you had a choice to use Baltimore's very own currency, a B-note, as it's called? This B-note was developed by a local organization, the Baltimore Green Currency Association. A bunch of folks got together and wondered, how could we help the economic development situation here in the city if people had a choice on the dollars they used?
Okay, so el señor está hablando. ¿Qué si una persona tuviera una oportunidad de escoger? ¿En qué forma querían hacer sus transacciones? Él está hablando de una organización que se llama Green Currency. Es un grupo de personas comunitarias, como nosotros, como ustedes, que están escuchando. Y eso fue los que empezaron este movimiento en Baltimore, Maryland.
In our community. And so they came up with, and I'm looking at two B notes right now, $1 denomination of the Baltimore note and a $5 denomination of the Baltimore note. The $1 has Frederick Douglass on it, and the five Edgar Allan Poe. But these are really nice. Now, joining me in the studio, Jeff Dickin, who is the executive director of the Baltimore Green Currency Association. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Appreciate to have you here on the Mark Steiner Show. Jerry Reitzik is here. He's the director of the Chesapeake Juggling Institute. We're going to tell you how they are connected to the Baltimore Note, the B Note, in just a moment. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you. It's great to be
great
here.
Great to have you here. First, for our listeners, Jeff, put this in context. What is the basics of the Baltimore Note, the B Note? And why would this be beneficial for the people in Baltimore to have their own local currency to use?
Sure. Well, one of the benefits of local currency is it makes people think about where they're spending their money. Oftentimes people don't really think about what money is or who it benefits when they spend it, and they tend to go to large box stores, corporate chains, and it gets drawn out of their communities and out of the city. And what local currency does, it makes people think about where they're spending it.
So, el señor que está haciendo la entrevista al miembro de la comunidad de Baltimore que está haciendo este B-Note. B, me imagino porque es en la ciudad de Baltimore y se llama B-Note, B-Nota. Y dice, le pregunto, ¿cuáles son los beneficios de usar una forma de dinero que está creado localmente? Y dice el señor que la razón es que muchos de nosotros no pensamos a dónde estamos gastando el dinero. Entonces, esta es una manera de crear conciencia para que te pongas a pensar, okay, ¿en qué estoy gastando mi dinero? So, si estás gastando tu dinero en una tienda, por decir, grande, como, I don't know, Safeway o Walmart, de esas empresas, en realidad, ¿quién se está beneficiando de ese dinero en comparación con un negocio pequeño que es un dueño localmente? Si gastas tu dólar allí, ¿cómo beneficia eso a la comunidad en general? Estás escuchando Viviendo Verde Ya. You're listening to Living Green Now.
Take it to small local businesses. They support shop owners, merchants who are maybe their neighbors, their friends, people they know well, and it keeps the money circulating in the communities for the benefit of the citizens of Baltimore.
Now, tell us a little bit about how you all came together and why you thought, besides this fact of, because what would have to happen is you'd have to get companies to buy in. Companies would have to sign up to use these currencies, these B-notes. And the denomination value is a little bit different than our regular $1 bill and our regular $5 denomination. There's a different value when it comes to the exchange, correct?
When you're first exchanging for B-notes, it would be $10 for 11 B-notes. But after that, they do circulate one-to-one with
okay.
dollars. So
all right.
You'd have a one B-note bill. It trades just like a dollar. Five B-note bill, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And really, merchants take...
Está preguntando el señor, cuando miembros de la comunidad crearon su B-Note, notas B como banana, y de esta forma de dinero se usa localmente en las tiendas pequeñas, las tiendas a donde los dueños viven en las comunidades, para que más del dinero circule localmente. Cuando tú compras algo en una corporación mayor, una tienda grande, ese dinero sale de la comunidad. Esto inicialmente, cuando tú entregas $10, la primera vez te dan 11 notas B, B notes, pero ya después cuando lo usas es uno por uno, es un intercambio uno por uno.
Take them in equivalent to dollars, they're equivalent for tax purposes as well. So initially it's going to be very easy to adopt and use for the merchants and also for residents.
Now, explain for me, because I'm sitting here, I'm trying to wrap my hands around why a business,
mm-hmm.
what's the benefit if, Jerry's business, Jerry's organization, the Chesapeake Juggling Institute, what is the real benefit for a small local business to take these B-notes? Because they're going to have to spend them, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
they can only spend them with other businesses that actually recognize the B-note as currency.
So there are a couple of benefits for businesses. I mean, one big benefit that they have is promotion. We're going to be promoting the businesses through our online directory, through
mm-hmm.
print directories, getting people to think about not going to the big box stores, coming to these little small local businesses and supporting them. And also it's to support their own communities.
So le pregunto al señor, ¿cuál es el beneficio a un negocio pequeño de aceptar esta forma alternativa de dinero que el Baltimore B-Note, porque si ellos reciben ese dinero, esa forma de dinero, nada más lo pueden gastar en otros negocios que también aceptan esa forma de nota, B-Note. El señor dice, uno de los beneficios es que este grupo de comunitarios, de gente comunitaria que han organizado este sistema alternativo de dinero, van a dar promoción, van a hacer, me imagino, flyers, van a hacer folletos, también van a hacer promoción en el internet. Y el beneficio para el dueño del que acepta este forma de dinero es que reciben promoción, está incluido en este sistema, y más que todo ellos están ayudando su comunidad local a donde ellos tienen su negocio y probablemente a donde viven.
There are businesses in our network now who really...
How many businesses are in the network?
As of today, we have 34 businesses participating.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And these are shop owners who really care about their community, and they want to see our money stay local and benefit us first.
Le pregunto al señor cuántos negocios están involucrados, y él dice que ahorita hay 34 negocios en Baltimore, Maryland, que están aceptando este B-Note, esta diferente forma de dinero que ellos mismos hicieron, y son negocios que en realidad quieren mucho a su comunidad, quieren mucho a la gente. Vamos a seguir escuchando la entrevista.
Talking about creating, and it's actually already been created, a local currency called B-More Note. The B-More Note, the B-Note, it has been designed and presented by an organization called the Baltimore Green Currency Association. They are signing up companies, businesses, to exchange these these new B-Notes. I keep wanting to call them dollars. What will be the largest denomination of these B-Notes?
For the first year, we're only going to have ones and fives.
Okay.
Because we really want to keep it a small experiment. We're going to let it grow organically throughout the city, but we don't want to swamp businesses with hundreds of dollars in B-notes. And that's an important distinction about local currency over national currency. It's not meant for accumulation.
That's right.
It's not meant for speculation. It's only meant for the original purpose of money, which is to facilitate commerce, to facilitate transactions.
So you're not going to have people hoarding.
So le pregunto, ¿cuánto denominaciones van a hacer el dinero, la forma de transacción en Baltimore? Dice que por el primer año nada más van a imprimir $1 y $5. No quieren que haya mucho de esto en la comunidad porque no está diseñado para usar en forma de acumular dinero. No se trata de eso. Es simplemente para facilitar una transacción, facilitar un intercambio. Y es también un experimento.
These ones and fives trying to get rich by hoarding B-notes.
It really wouldn't do them any good.
It wouldn't do them any good.
Right, they're meant to get out there and spend them.
And circulate.
They get a 10% discount on first exchange, and they can get out there and support their local businesses. And to your point about what businesses can do with the B-notes, you know, Jerry brought up an interesting point that, you know, businesses are free to take as many or as little B-notes as they feel they can circulate. So they could take up to a certain percent.
Yeah.
They could take up to a certain dollar amount. You know, we hope at the beginning they'll open it up and just say, we accept B-notes, and see what happens. But there are a number of ways that they can then circulate them, aside from going to other businesses in the network, because this is not just for storefront businesses. And these are for all the things that you can do locally with money, to go to sales, to go to flea markets, farmers markets, pay babysitters.
Anyone who's willing to take them and use
them
and exchange them. Yeah.
Right, for tips, for personal debts, anything that we use money for now that can be done locally with dollars. We don't need to use a debt-based currency, the dollar, to do our local transactions with. We can use B-notes to benefit us.
Están platicando que esta forma de dinero no solamente tiene que ser usado por negocios pequeños, también se puede usar entre personas que quieran hacer un intercambio. Tal vez si yo tengo una blusa que quiero vender y tú tienes una nota B, yo te lo puedo aceptar, te doy mi blusa, me das la nota B. Y entonces yo voy con mi nota B y yo voy a la tienda a donde aceptan eso y me compro, no sé, un chocolate o algo. Y también no está diseñado para ahorrar tampoco, y los negocios pueden decidir cuánto de eso quieren aceptar o no quieren aceptar. Y parte es que también ellos dan un descuento, pueden dar descuentos si gente usa la nota B para tratar de estimular este concepto. Están escuchando Viviendo Verde Ya en KBBF 89.1 FM. You're listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, and we're listening to Complementary Currency from Baltimore, Maryland, the Baltimore Buck. We'll continue.
The money that you spend in your community to be flowing within the community, and one way that this helps that is to build out local supply chains so that you've got local hardware stores supplying the local farms and the local farms selling to the local restaurants. And in that way, you can continue to build out these supply chains. And one thing that we want to do as an organization is help that happen.
I'm looking at these BMOR notes, these Baltimore notes. They're very nice, but it just popped into my head, what would keep someone from just taking these and counterfeiting these? I have some friends who probably could duplicate these really, really well. We keep saying it's going to be small denominations, but
sure. Maybe
you only need a little bit of stuff, so you counterfeit these and go into these local
businesses. We get that question all the time, and what we're going to have on the final notes, we're printing them on paper that's currency-grade paper that's not easily available. We're also going to have serial numbering. We're going to have impressed foil imprinting that's going to prevent counterfeiting right there. And as the system grows, we'll build in additional anti-counterfeiting measures, more security in the future.
Jerry Reitzik, I want to ask you, director of the Chesapeake Juggling Institute. Hank asked the question about, he wants to support businesses that are already supporting the community, who have already put their, whether it's B-notes or federal dollar currencies, behind a local softball team or little league team, or that's supporting the local kid that's going to the spelling bee. That's important to you too, right? That these businesses that buy into the B-note are supporting their neighborhoods and their communities.
Yeah, and by the nature of this whole project, it's the smaller businesses. It's the smaller entrepreneurs. And I think more and more, the hard times that we're in right now, Anthony, I think more and more people are looking to do some kind of little business,
something
started, mm-hmm. you know. And
we call them a hustle in my neighborhood.
Okay.
People are looking to get a hustle.
Yes. And we want to support that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to support that by building this currency thing. And we wanted to travel around the city to support all neighborhoods in the city.
Y están escuchando Viviendo Verde Ya. You're listening to Living Green Now with Evelina Molina, su servidora, y Danielle Kerbine on KBBF 89.1 FM. We're listening to the idea of the Baltimore Buck, el dinero de Baltimore, que la gente en la comunidad diseñaron su propio dinero y lo están usando como una forma de dinero alternativo para estimular la economía local. La última pregunta del señor es una entrevista en la radio, por cierto. Le preguntó, ¿qué pasaría? ¿La gente va a poder hacer copias? ¿Qué están haciendo para prevenir duplicación del dinero? Y entonces, él dice que están haciendo algunas cosas, están usando un papel muy especial que no nada más nadie lo puede comprar. Están usando numeración, serial numbers, y poniendo notitas de foil, marcas. También uno de los otros beneficios de usar este B-Note o Baltimore Dollar es que quieren ayudar a gente que tal vez quieran empezar sus propios negocios y tal vez no tienen mucho dinero para empezar un negocio, pero tienen una idea. Entonces, gente pueden darle el Baltimore Note o pueden comprar con ellos con esto y es una manera de ayudar. So, vamos a seguir. And we are going to continue, and Danielle is going to remind you of the source of the show.
Yes. Hello, everybody. This is Danielle Kerbine, co-host. And what we're listening to is a broadcast from WEAA in Baltimore, Maryland, 88.9 FM. It is the Mark Steiner Show. The host is Anthony McCarthy, and he is talking to Jeff Dickin of the Baltimore Green Currency, and Jerry Reitzig, who has a juggling school there, and they use Baltimore bucks to pay for a lot of things and actually have their customers pay for things. So we're about to hear more about this alternative money.
Jerry, Jeff, how has the local political establishment responded to this idea of a Baltimore currency? What's the mayor saying? What's City Hall saying?
Overall, we have not had too much back and forth with the political establishment right now. Our first focus has been to get this into circulation and show what it can do, at least for a couple of communities in the city, and see how it's adopted by businesses, how does it flow, what kind of local supply chains can we start to build out, and then what kind of bridges can we build between the communities in the city?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of different communities that some of them could really use the opportunity that local business and local currency provides.
La pregunta era, ¿cómo están reaccionando los políticos? De la ciudad, el alcalde, el condado de supervisor, ¿cómo están reaccionando este dinero alternativo local? Y el señor dice que en realidad ellos no han hablado mucho con los políticos, porque más que todos ellos están poniendo mucho de sus esfuerzos para asegurar que la gente tenga el dinero, que lo usen, que esté circulando entre los negocios y la gente. Y también están tratando de construir puentes de relaciones con otros pequeños vecindarios para que ellos también puedan participar en el sistema, porque estos son algo que vecindarios pequeños que no tienen muchos negocios se benefician en tener una economía local en que ellos pueden participar. Vamos a seguir.
What a good question. Our dollars are supported, so they have the support which gives them their value. Now, of course, over the last couple of years, we've seen how little value our currency actually has. But who's backing what insurance, what established, I'm trying to think of a good word.
It's even more simple than that. Taking $10. I mean, at first we're taking $10 for 11 B-notes. We're putting that $10 in a local bank, not one of the big national banks. We're going to have it there in account to underlie the value of the system. So initially, over the first year or number of years, it's going to be backed by, you know, cash that we have in an account backing the system.
So una señora que llamó hizo una pregunta, ¿en qué forma está respaldado este nuevo dinero que están haciendo en Baltimore? Y él dice que es muy simple. Lo que ellos hacen es que cuando tú das $10 en dólares en efectivos, das $10, recibes 11 B-notes y ellos toman ese cash y lo ponen en una unión de crédito o un banco local. No lo meten en un banco internacional ni nacional, lo ponen en un banco local y ahí se queda ese dinero. So está respaldado por el cash que está de la unión de crédito o del banco pequeñito local.
Banks, that brings up a good point, because banks have a very low reserve ratio. They have to keep 10%, 5%
mm-hmm.
on hand of what they say they have. And that means, you know, most of the money value in banks is not backed by anything, and even less with the Federal Reserve just printing notes.
And we know that we've been seeing banks just fail left and right.
Yeah.
And part of the reason is they just don't have the currency that they're proposing.
Well, it allows them to get over leveraged to these CDOs and other shaky financial deals and then go under.
Mm-hmm.
So initially we'll be backed by hard currency that we've got in the bank, and the B-note will be more valuable in that way than the dollar, because it's out there circulating in the communities doing the things that local communities want to do. The dollar can be very impersonal.
Mm-hmm.
The B-note really does inject a level of social interaction into these commercial transactions.
I want to ask you.
So, el señor está explicando que en los bancos tradicionales, ellos nada más tienen adentro del banco 10 al 5% de lo que ellos dicen que han recibido. Nada más tienen que tener el 10 al 5%. En realidad los bancos comerciales no tienen el respaldo que una persona piensa. Y en esta manera, este sistema del Baltimore Buck o del Baltimore B-Note tiene más estabilidad. Más importante es que está haciendo un servicio muy valoroso a la comunidad, porque es una interacción social que pasa. El dinero común y corriente que existe es muy impersonal, no tiene ningún significado, no tienes que tener conciencia para usar dinero. Sin embargo, Con esto, el simple hecho que estás usando eso ya quiere decir que tú eres una persona de conciencia. Vamos a seguir.
What's your goal? You have 34 businesses signed up now.
Yes.
What's going to be the number where you see, and I'm sure you all have talked about this, where you say, yeah, this is the goal of businesses that we need for it to be practically beneficial to circulate these B notes. So what's your goal? Mm-hmm. And I want to talk to you about this fundraiser that's taking place online that our listeners and people who want to support this idea, because it's a very interesting fundraiser in that they've got to reach their goal, you've got to reach your goal, or you don't benefit from any of the money that's raised for your fundraiser. But first, yeah, tell me, what's your goal of number of businesses mm-hmm. to get enrolled to support circulating the B-Note?
So at the beginning, from the very beginning when we started having the serious meeting,
solo están preguntando al Señor que cuál es la meta ahora de cómo, qué quieren hacer, cómo van a seguir. Y también, para resumir un poquito más, en los bancos comerciales ellos solamente tienen el 10%, el resto del dinero es solamente está apoyado por deuda. Entonces por eso es que muchos de los bancos en los últimos 5 años se han desaparecido, porque usan este sistema de respaldar el dinero que tú metes con simplemente deuda.
We had felt that about 50 to 70 businesses would be a good amount to have on board at the launch of the B-Note to encourage circulation, to not have to have the B-Notes constantly cashed back in for dollars. We really want as large and diverse a network as possible so that they can just continue to circulate in the community, among the businesses, among the residents. And at the time, 50 to 70 seemed like sort of a pie-in-the-sky idea. It seemed kind of out there. But at this point, sitting here with 34 businesses signed on today, and we're about 6 weeks from launch, it is completely possible that we'll have 50 to 70. I fully expect it by the time we launch.
How much money will be circulated in this first year of B-Note?
So there are a couple of factors that are going to play into how much we print and how much we circulate. We don't want to print and circulate more than can be easily handled by the businesses. So one thing that we're basing it on is a very small percentage of the total revenue of the businesses that are in the B-Note network, maybe 1%, mm-hmm. something very small that we feel is easily absorbable, easily circulatable. The other side of it is demand. How much demand is there across the city and even outside the city to exchange dollars for these notes, to support a system that really supports the people, that's money by the people for the people?
So le pregunto cuál es la meta, y él dice que cuando empezaron a organizarse pensaron que para tener una red diversa y fuerte sería bueno de tener unos 50 o 70 negocios que aceptarían esta forma de dinero alternativo, B-Note, como la letra B, como banana. Y pensaron que ese fue un sueño, tal vez un imposible, pero se dieron cuenta que al iniciar la idea y presentarlo a la comunidad, tuvieron ya más de, creo que fue 39, a ver en mis notas, sí, tenían 39 negocios que ya habían firmado que quieren aceptar eso, y esto era 6 semanas antes de que oficialmente a lanzar, y que las notas sería 1% de los ingresos brutos del negocio en dólares tradicionales. Eso es una precaución. So, vamos a seguir.
An experimental aspect to it, in that this first year we're going to be seeing how the money does circulate.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody who wants to take part in this evolution of economic systems really should get out to Kickstarter and help us fund the printing of the B-Note.
So tell me about Kickstarter. Tell me about the fundraising. And then I want to ask you, what would happen, so before I forget this question because we're running out of time, what would happen if one of the big box stores like Walmart said, yeah, I'm going to shut this down, we're going to enroll in the program and use these B-Note dollars. But tell me about the fundraiser first.
Okay, so we're running a fundraiser on Kickstarter.com to fund the printing of the B-Note. And the way Kickstarter works is that if we don't raise the money, the goal that we've set out for ourselves, which is $8,000, before this Friday at noon, Friday the 11th, we will not get any of the money.
It only costs how much? $8,000 to print all of the B-Notes that you're going to need for this first year?
We're shooting for $12,000, and we've set our minimum on Kickstarter at
$8,000, okay,
because if we don't make that, we don't get anything.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We would obviously like to raise the full $12,000. The amount of circulation we're expecting possibly in the $100,000 range. We think that ultimately over the first few months with the expansion of the network to 70, 90, 120 businesses, it could absolutely support that much circulation over the first year.
Now, I'm a little afraid for this. I think you're going to raise the money you need, but if you do not raise the $8,000 that is your minimal goal on Kickstarter, if you've raised $4,000, if you raise $5,000, if you raise $7,500, mm-hmm. you don't get any of that money.
That's right.
Because you didn't reach the goal.
That's right. If people go out to Kickstarter and they search on
Kickstarter.com,
search on BNOTE, just BNOTE, or Green Currency, they'll find us right away. They can pitch in as little as $1, and we've got some great rewards for people who contribute $75. They get some very low serial number BNOTEs from the beginning of the run for $200, a framed set of four BNOTEs showing fronts and backs, and this is the first series. We're going to have a lot more series coming out, so this is going to be a very collectible item. It's going to be one that people want to put aside and have a copy of.
So, Jerry, what would you say to another small business?
Están hablando de un evento en el Internet que están haciendo para que iban a hacer para recaudar los dineros que necesitaban para imprimir el dinero. So, necesitaban recaudar en el Internet como $12,000, pero se hicieron una meta de $8,000 en ese día. Y eso era para imprimir $100,000 en, no dólares, $100,000 B-notes en denominaciones de $1 y $5, proyectando entre 70 a 90 negocios. Nosotros les vamos a dejar saber la semana que viene, si se acuerdan de escucharnos, les vamos a dar una, ¿cómo se dice? Un update de cómo salió todo esto.
Business owner, somebody who wants to support the community. This is thinking a little out of the box, creating this new currency. Now, it's not so unusual. I know that there are local colleges that have what they consider to be currency that is used by the local students and local businesses, and it circulates in all the little neighborhood businesses and companies. But what would you say to a local business owner, entrepreneur like yourself, creative entrepreneur, get involved in this? How would you pitch this?
Well, of course, it would be different for different people who I'm talking to, because I have a couple different ways that I'm looking at this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, you know, we're building a strong community, and that's what we really need to do. And this is one way that we can do it. You can buy into this new currency. You can find your way in. You can tiptoe through it at first, you know, see how it feels for you. We're totally transparent in this thing. We have community meetings, and, you know, we're willing to explain and talk to people, and I would invite them in to come in. That's how I got involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about it, and then I went and met Jeff, and we sat down and talked about it, and I said, okay, I'm in. And so that was about 9 months ago, 8 months ago, and I've been not only excited for my business, but I'm excited for the possibilities for Baltimore.
So, Jeff, give out some information. If people want to get more information, if people want to support you on Kickstarter.com, but if they want to learn more about your association, how do they go? What's the website? What's the information they need to get more information so they can get involved?
Sure, yeah. We have a great website out there. It's at BaltimoreGreenCurrency.org, and we will be putting up a pre-exchange page where people can pledge to exchange multiples of $20 into 22 B-notes that will circulate just like $22, so there's the 10% discount. And starting in about a week, people will be able to go out and pledge their money to convert into B-notes, and we're going to be rolling it out the weekend of April 16th.
Coming up soon,
That's
April 16th.
April 16th at EcoFest in Druid Hill Park, and then April 17th, we're doing an event called Localize It, which is a joint event.
Y estamos acabando aquí en los últimos minutos de Viviendo Verde Ya. We're finishing up with Green Livelihood, Right Livelihood on KBBF. This was an interview from Baltimore, Maryland, about the B-note, ¿no? Una alternativa que están ellos utilizando para localizar su economía y en sí para prepararse para los grandes cambios que vienen en camino, los para decirle la verdad, los desastres que nos esperan, porque nos esperan muchos desastres económicos y no se sabe si va a recuperar la economía. So, la gente está haciendo su propia economía, es la mejor manera de hacerlo. Y otra cosa, otro beneficio de este concepto de los B-notes de Baltimore es que la gente está participando, toda la comunidad participa, hay transparencia y por primera vez negocios y gente de la comunidad se están hablando y que es algo muy diferente del dinero que es muy impersonal. Con eso, ojalá que nuestros radioescuchas estén motivados y Daniel y yo vamos a seguir investigando cómo les va a los de Baltimore. Vamos a tal vez hacer unas llamadas, vamos a buscar en el internet y tal vez hasta vamos a hacer una entrevista en el futuro directamente con ellos para que nos platiquen cómo les va y ojalá que haya personas que hablen español que nos puedan contestar nuestras preguntas. So with that, it's 5:56. We are going to say adios, goodbye for this week. Heading up ahead is Mauricio Valoy. Viene en camino Mauricio Valoy with California al día, and we will stay up to date with the story of the Baltimore B-Note. We'll make some calls, check the internet, and hopefully we will have a direct interview coming up in the near future where they can tell us exactly how things are going. And who knows, maybe there's a listener out there who thinks we should have a Santa Rosa buck, or maybe we need a Sonoma Sucre. we could have a Sonoma Sucre. Yeah, look that up. That's a whole other story. Anyways, so again, thank you everybody for listening. Thank our board of directors. We want to thank all our listeners. Daniel, do you want to thank anybody?
Yes. Well, I definitely want to be thanking the people who are listening, and a special thank you, yes, to the station KBBFA, that you make this studio available and you make this facility available, and our big transmitter on Mount St. Helena. We came back from a big lightning strike in the winter. We're back on the air now for a couple months. This is the first bilingual station in the United States. Just has the staying power. This is a great place, and we get to play here and give you something that you can hear.
So vamos a salir con la canción de Francisco Herrera, Fuerza de la Raíz, Strength from the Roots. Y la canción se llama Cuando el Pobre. Acuérdense, Viviendo Verde Ya, de 4 a 6 de la tarde, aquí en su radio KBBF 89.1 FM, Radio Conciencia, Radio Cultura y la radio de todos. Gracias.
Yo traigo flores a esta tierra, traigo frescura y cosas bellas. Yo traigo flores a esta tierra que ahora es nuestra, gracias a Dios. Yo traigo flores a esta tierra, traigo frescura y cosas bellas. Yo traigo flores a esta tierra que ahora es nuestra, gracias a Dios. Gracias a Dios.